Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got the KSL 7-day family forecast. Grant Wayman is here in studio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Kind of a mess on the roads, but man, the mountains are loving this snow, right?
By the way, I just looked at some of the two-day totals.
Uh-huh.
2 day totals, 54 inches. That was Eagle Point, this little resort near Beaver, but other resorts here had over 3 feet. Including Snowbird.
Wow.
Now,
those are 2 day totals.
That's awesome.
So good.
It's great news there. And of course, we had plenty of snow here. That's why it's so icy this morning. Skies have cleared. We get the sunshine today, partly cloudy. We're up to 35. Still not ruling out a few more snow showers, guys, mainly south and east of the Great Salt Lake around the midday. Don't think we're going to look at accumulation, but do look out for a few scattered snow showers again around the midday elsewhere, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. We're again in the middle 30s. On Thursday, we do have another storm coming in. It looks like scattered snow showers. Not a great deal of accumulation expected. High temperatures, 35. Clearing again Friday, partly cloudy. We're also in the mid-30s. We're warmer Saturday. Mix of sun and clouds. We jump up to 38. Clouds on Sunday, 42. Showers coming late Sunday night. And then it looks like more snow showers in the works for Monday, back into the upper 30s.
This is fantastic.
This is great.
This is Utah.
This is Utah.
You know, it was such a long time coming through November, but now we're kind of in the typical mode.
And appreciating it.
Almost, yeah.
Enjoying it.
Good stuff.
Right now, it's very cold downtown, 25 degrees.
KSL